A recording by Grinning Pup.
Come in.
Oh, it's you. What can I do for you? Oh, I know you've been meaning to talk to me all month. I'm so sorry. I keep having to reschedule. It's just not a good time right now. Yes, I know I need to submit your annual performance review, but it's after hours on a Friday. Everyone is leaving the office. Are you sure you don't want to leave too? Maybe we can handle this sometime on Monday, okay? You can talk to my assistant and... I'm not avoiding you. I just... Well... You're right. I'm sorry. We're both available now. Let's get this done. I understand there is a lot of pressure on you to get a good review with the promotion on the line. That's not the reason why I've been unable to perform the review. Just please rest assured that I want you to be successful here and only want the best for you. Let's just dive in and I'll take care of you. That is to say I will answer all of your questions and get you on your way as quickly as possible. Right then, let's start with the positives. You're an exemplary associate with great communication skills. You have never once missed a deadline in the years you've been with us. All our clients absolutely love you. I mean, you're the perfect employer by all accounts. That being said... I'm not recommending you for the promotion and can't offer you a raise. Yes, I know you've been working late, probably feels like every day this month. The company, I appreciate your work, but the company is in a very delicate situation right now. Next to that, there have been some complaints. What complaints? Well, for starters, you've been taking long lunches and those smoke breaks are adding up. On top of that, your appearance has been distracting many of the other employees. No, it's not that you aren't dressed professionally. How do I put this delicately? With all the working out you've been doing, your clothes have definitely gotten a little tight. On top of that, your asset is clearly on display. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You're obviously gifted, and I can imagine this is a bit awkward to discuss right now. It's just that the women and some men of the office are distracted. You noticed me staring. I may have taken notice myself. Only in a strictly professional manner, I promise you. I have to ensure that all of our employees are dressed appropriately. And this is not important to the discussion. The point is, for all these reasons, small as they seem, I just can't, in good faith, present your case to the higher-ups. I'm sorry. Why are you getting up? No, please. No. We need you on this team. I'm sure we can work something out. An extra day off. More frequent breaks. I'm willing to do anything. Yes. Anything. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Let's talk this through. I'm sure we can get in an extra day off somewhere. Wait. What do you mean that's not what you want? I'm sorry, you want me to call you what? Well, I don't think that's appropriate. Yes. I know I said I would do anything. Yes. Sir. What would you like me to do? On my knees? The floor is dirty and these are new pants and... Yes. I would like to see more. Fine. I'm on my knees. Now what? Beg? Is this really necessary? Oh. No, I don't stop. I want you to show me your cock. Can I please see your cock? Sir? I knew it was big, but my God. I'm going to take that where? It will it will break me, sir. I don't... Mm. Oh, fuck, sir. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be a good slut for you. Please fuck my face, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, can you please fuck me? Yeah, I'll give you a good review. Just what you've earned. I'll do whatever you want. I just need that massive cock inside me. Right. The fuck. Now, sir. Oh, please, sir. Please, I'll be the best slut for you. Wait, no, those are my good parts. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn, your tongue feels amazing, sir. If your tongue feels like this, I can't imagine how good that cock is going to feel inside me. Get it ready for your massive cock. I need you inside me. Please, sir. Fuck. Thank you, sir. Fuck. Please. I'll use a finger first. Oh, you're too big. I don't think I can take it all, sir. Please. God, yeah. Fuck. Oh, God. God, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck. No. Stick it in me. Slow. Fuck. You're so fucking big, sir. You're so fucking big. I need a minute. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, what? That's not even all of it. Sir, I don't know if I can. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could take you. I could take you, sir. Oh, yeah, give me everything you've got. Oh, you have to earn that promotion by claiming my house for yourself first. Oh, fuck. See that face as you fuck me, sir? You want to see what you're doing to me? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck me harder, sir. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, I earned that raise. I don't know if I can hold on much longer. Oh, God, I'm already dripping. Well, I have to say, you've made a convincing argument. Promise me you'll fuck me like that again, and I'll put you in for that promotion. And seriously, wear clothes that fit. That cock is mine, and mine alone, sir. Good. Now I just have to figure out, how am I going to get home in ripped pants and cum-covered clothes? Could you give me a lift? No. Oh, please don't make me take the train like this. Uh, Yes, sir.